What is New Hampshire about to do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network in New Hampshire, where New Hampshireans are about to tell the rest of us who will be left to vote for. And it's impressive, the level of civic involvement here. But why? Why would you want to vote against any of these people? And you have to understand that to be in New Hampshire in a presidential year is to be in the land of superheroes. There are 13 of them this time, flying across the state, landing in small towns where they leap onto the stage as the music plays and promise to do what seems to be impossible: making college affordable, fixing healthcare, fixing immigration, fixing the tax system, creating jobs, making us energy independent, and doing it all without breaking the bank. They hold unscripted meetings where they take any question and come up with remarkably specific answers. And today, the people of New Hampshire go to the polls for the purpose of doing what? Sending some of these remarkable people home. Why would you want to send a person home who has all the answers to our problems? Suppose we took a different approach. Suppose we took the 10 most popular national candidates and gave them 5 months to agree on the best solutions. No media allowed. And then whatever plan they came up with would go to an up or down vote of the people. And if a majority approved, we'd take the next step, which would be to elect which one of the 10 would be best able to carry out the plan. If that approach sounds familiar, it should. That's basically how the Constitution was written, which has worked pretty well, I think. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.